my dad was running for sheriff back in 1980, and he was looking to do a lot of changes in Wrightsville. And I guess word got back to the powers that be that the current sheriff didn't want my dad running for sheriff. And so a few days shortly after that, the Ku Klux Klan came by my dad's house and shot in his house in attempts to murder him. They were not successful in their attempted murder. However, I was shot at that time. I remember sitting on the couch with my sisters and brothers. We were watching TV, and my parents were in the back room. And even before the shots came into the house, I heard a truck door slam. That's when the shots came into the house. And then I guess, you know, they came toward me. I was shot in the head and the neck. And I remember falling to the floor. I could hear my parents running from the back screaming. And daddy said, you know, get a cold towel. And so my dad picked me up. My mom got the cold towels. She said, everybody get in the car. And we drove to Dublin, which is the nearest hospital. And it was a miracle because we didn't have any gas in the car. And I remember the ride like it was yesterday because, you know, he was driving down the highway on the deep curves and we were like literally on two wheels. And we could have flipped, but we got to the hospital. I remember just laying there and they trying to keep me conscious, telling me, you know, say your ABCs. What day is it? What's my name? What's your name? It was kind of irritating. After about a week, they released me from the hospital. And I remember them telling my parents, well, we can take one pellet out. We can't get the other ones. We're not even going to try because it's really delicate. It's in a very dangerous place in our brain. There's nothing else we can do. I think we tend to forget about racially charged events that happened in the kind of recent past. We tend to think about back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, but this event was in 1980.
Can you describe yourself as a child, like before the event and then after the event? And like, were you happy?
Before the event, I remember being a very happy child. I remember getting up, watching cartoons, you know, birthday parties. I remember just like always being happy. After the event, it's not that I remember being sad, but now that I'm older and looking back, I realize that I probably had years of a suppression in the brain, just what the doctors call depression. And so it wasn't until I turned almost 40 that I started going to a psychologist just to kind of like talk about some things. And I feel like just recently in the past few years, I've started to come back to that happy person I was before.